Book 2, Canto 10, Section 4. Above, in a high, breathless stratosphere, overshadowing the dwarfish trinity, lived aspirants to a limitless beyond. Captives of space, walled by the limiting heavens, in the unceasing circuit of the hours, yearning for the straight paths of eternity, and from their high station, looked down on this world. Two sun-gazed demons witnessing all that is. A power to uplift the laggard world. Imperious rode a huge high-winged life thought, unwont to tread the firm, unchanging soil, accustomed to a blue infinity, it planed in sunlit sky and starlit air. It saw afar the unreached immortal's home and heard afar the voices of the gods. Iconoclast and shatterer of time's faults, overleaping limit and exceeding norm, it lit the thoughts that glow through the centuries and moved to acts of superhuman force. As far as its self-winged airplanes could fly, visiting the future in great brilliant raids, it reconnoitered vistas of dream fate. Apt to conceive, unable to attain, it drew its concept maps and vision plans, too large for the architecture of mortal space. Beyond, in wideness where no footing is, an imagist of bodiless ideas, impassive to the cry of life and sense, a pure thought mind surveyed the cosmic act. Archangel of a white transcending realm, it saw the world from solitary heights, luminous in a remote and empty air.